Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Check us out online, joeandalexshow.com, and save our numbers. You can be part of the conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. So Live the Web Girl, I'm going to let her explain in her own words, but from what we've been hearing from you, you have something that you want to take part in that you want to do. I don't know exactly why you want to do it, but don't think it's a good idea. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to start Uber driving because I want something where I can make extra cash on the side, but it's on my own time and my own schedule. I've had like second and third jobs before, and I just hate this scheduling and like that it's not my choice. So it's like if I have a day where I'm not doing anything and I'm like not exhausted, then I can just drive people around for hours and I'm super personable and I can just make money when I need it. I don't always need to do it.
I think this is a good idea and a bad idea. It's a good idea because you get to use my promo code and I'll get some extra money for you signing up. But it's a bad idea because I've driven with you and, like, I don't know, it's pretty catastrophic. You could end up on the news.
That's so...
Sorry.
It's so dramatic. I literally never really get into wrecks. And
I never really.
Really? Okay, didn't you get into one like last year?
Yeah. I did, but that was my first one in like a while, you know.
Hey, let's give her some credit now. At least she has her valid license, registration, and ID. So
now that I'm legal,
she's legal.
Now that I'm legal, I'm like, let's get this thing going.
Remember that one time that you also like didn't ever get your car registration for like way too long, almost went to jail. Like those are fun times.
Those fun times that you had.
Yeah, why are we focusing on the past?
Because I don't know
here?
How
it's
you
the
could
present.
Do. Because you can't have a job driving people around when you're so irresponsible with a vehicle.
I'm not irresponsible while I'm behind the wheel, really.
From what you have heard listening to the Joe and Alex Show, 833-JOE-ALEX, I just want to see if anybody would want Live the Web Girl to be their Uber or Lyft driver. That's 833-563-2539. Call and say, yes, this is why I'd love to have her as a Lyft or Uber driver. Or, no, that would scare the crap out of me. Just, I would love to hear this from one person, their thoughts, and see what they think, because they're a different person than us, Liv.
See, I have a theory. I think that being an Uber driver is the same as being a secretary, and I was the secretary when I was an intern for a finance firm. I was like part-time intern, part-time secretary. I was also a secretary for the gym at my college.
Okay, when you're a secretary, you don't have somebody else's life in your hands.
Mm. Well, no, but you make small talk. You catch their vibe if they want to talk or not, or if they just want to sit there.
So what if you get a text message? What do you do?
Well, I mean, it depends who it's from.
No!
See, there we go. You've already failed the test.
You
this
ignore
morning.
It!
That is not what you do. 833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hey, this is Tom.
Tom, have you heard about Liv's driving past?
Oh, absolutely.
So that being said, do you think she should apply and work for Uber or Lyft? Would you be okay with being a passenger?
No.
What? Aww. Tom!
No. I believe in the past, I heard Liv say she was good at driving because she drives fast.
I don't remember saying that, but that definitely sounds like something I would say. But here's the thing. I can be fast when I want to be fast, but I don't have to be fast. Does that make sense?
If it's any consolation, I know my wife likes you on the show, and I'm pretty sure she'd ride with you.
Woo!
There you go.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
This is Tom.
Do you have an insurance policy out on your wife?
Oh, yes, the best.
Okay, well, there you go. Let Liver give her a ride then. Hey, man, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Well, I'll be interested to see. Are you actually going to apply? I mean, Porkchop could probably talk you through the steps. He's a driver.
Yeah, so he has talked me through the steps. There's just, like, a lot of them. And, like, you have to do it, like, all within, like, 30 days of each other. and like I have to clean my car out because there's a bunch of like clothes and stuff in there and still my Christmas presents in there, some of them. So I just got a little bit of work to do, but I want to do it by this weekend.
I could see a passenger getting into your car now, like climbing through your clothes.
Yeah, they'd like probably hoarders. Be a little mad. They'd probably honestly steal something from me because I would not even notice.
Yeah, you're going to bring the cockroaches along on the ride too?
No, stop. That's, just stop that.